Chapter 2. I am sent away from home. I went to my bedroom. I hid my face in the sheets and I cried. At that moment, my mother came home and found me there.
"David, Davy, my child, what's the matter?" she asked.
And she went down on her knees next to the bed.
"What's this?"
"Clara, my love, have you forgotten?"
It was Mr. Murdstone's voice from the door.
"Don't be soft with the child. He has to learn to be a man."
He sent my mother downstairs and pulled the sheets away from me.
"David," he said, with his thin lips, "if a horse or a dog is bad, what do we do to them?"
"I don't know."
"We beat them. Do you understand me?" "Right. Now stop that noise and wash your face."
Mr. Murdstone's sister came to stay with us. She was dark, like her brother, with a hard face and a large nose. She walked through the house and she looked at all the rooms. She found dirt in all of them. On that first morning, she said,
"Clara, I'll manage the house."
My mother did not like this, but said nothing. Time passed, though, and she had nothing at all to do. Miss Murdstone was making changes without even asking her. My mother made the mistake of complaining to her new husband.
"Don't be silly," Mr. Murdstone said. "You can't manage the house, Clara. You should be grateful that my sister has more good sense."
"I'll go," said Miss Murdstone when she heard about this conversation. "I'll leave the house now."
"No," said Mr. Murdstone. "Clara is being silly. I want you to stay. We need you here."
My mother cried, but she did not complain again. Before her marriage, my mother taught me my lessons, but now Mr. Murdstone became my teacher. Because I was frightened of him, I could not learn anything. He got very angry.
"This boy is stupid and lazy," he said to my mother day after day. "He refuses to learn, so he won't have any dinner today."
I was usually given only a piece of bread in my room. Then one day, Mr. Murdstone brought a stick with him.
"Remember your lessons or I'll hit you," he said.
I tried hard to learn, but I could not.
"You're a bad, stupid boy. Come with me," he ordered, pulling me to my room.
"Please, Mr. Murdstone," I said, "please don't hit me. I can't learn from you. I want to learn, and I try to learn, but I can't."
"You can learn, and you will learn," he said.